The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticize. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's installment of Pastor Andy's Traditional Christian Message, originally broadcast on Sunday, June the 9th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled November the 27th, which is taken from Nord Davis Jr.'s pamphlet entitled The November Journals. November the 27th. A man who gets his board and lodging on this earth in an ignominious way is inevitably an ignominious man. H.L. Mencken in Prejudices. It seems that there is always someone coming to us who needs our help, and the first natural tendency is to give it to them if we have the funds or ability to do so. It seems to me that we must very carefully analyse every situation and the person involved before we are too quick to offer them our aid or our sympathy. If we say we love our neighbour and yet shower him with our money or our wisdom, we rob him of the opportunity to grow, learn and succeed on his own. A 25-year-old man came walking up my mountain road a few years ago, asking if I had any work that needed to be done. He was unshaven. He wore his hair shoulder length. His little toes were showing through his sneakers, and his clothing was dirty. I asked him how much he wanted per hour for stacking brush and doing other outdoor work. He told me that he needed $3 per hour, and at that time $3 was the average wage here in the mountains for strictly unskilled labour. I looked him up and down and informed him that I never hire $3 people because these people are always the ones who break the tools or run a lawnmower without oil. Sorry, I only hire $5 men here. He told me that he could be a $5 man then. My reply was that there were certain conditions of employment required to be paid this high wage, and I listed them off to him. He had to have his hair cut like a man, he had to have a pair of heavy work boots, and he had to arrive at work without a beard and in clean work clothes. He told me that he could manage everything except that he did not have money to buy the work boots. He objected to cutting his hair with the statement that I could not dictate how he would wear his hair. I agreed that he was free to work wherever he agreed that he was free to work anywhere he wished, but for me a man's haircut was required. As for the boots, I suggested that they might cost $25 and that I would advance him the money, work him for 8 hours the next day, and then pay him $15 and he would own his boots. His next question established that he had the thinking of a loser who needed to be taught some lessons about life in the real world. He asked what would happen if, after buying the boots, he never showed up for work. I told him that was not any problem with me. He looked at me in amazement. I went on to remind him that he and I had made a business agreement and that my money had been advanced toward that end. However, if he failed to show up for work, I would be obliged to take the $25 from my personal account and shift it over to my tithe account for widows, orphans, and other unfortunate people. Then I told him the matter was in the Lord's hands, how that tithe money was used, and that it appeared to me that he was already in enough trouble with the Lord. He nodded in careful agreement. What if it rains tomorrow? You could come anyway. I will find you work. What will I be doing if it rains? At $5 per hour, you should not ask that question. You will do what I tell you to do. Since you ask, you will be sitting on that porch and reading a book that I will give you. What book? At $5 per hour, you will read what I tell you. Is that understood? I showed him what would become his own personal copy of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I went on for 30 minutes explaining to him that while I did need a lot of work done here, my primary objective with him was to help him get some worthy goals for his life, such that he could better support his wife and two children. I told him that I could see that he had very low self-esteem, for no man would seek a job with such a slothful appearance if there were not a very serious problem with self-respect. In addition to learning how to work for the first time in his life and honourably earn his family's support, he was going to learn pride in himself as a man. Ultimately, with some careful guidance, he got his GED and began a management course at the community college. He went on to take a supervisor's position in a furniture factory some 150 miles away. I am only one man. I cannot take on every one of the poor, the disadvantaged, or the so-called underprivileged in America, or even in my little mountain county. I could have saved a lot of time if I had just felt sorry for this man, given him a $20 bill and sent him down the mountain. I would not have helped him one bit, and he would probably have hated me for not giving him $100. Personally, I think that the welfare programs are a dangerous and self-defeating government policy. We have raised up several generations of Americans who have no self-respect or pride in themselves, and it is this policy that is at the very core of the crime and drug problems on our city streets. Look at them on TV. They have so little pride and self-respect that they will not even stoop to pick up the trash in their own front yards. If you come across one of these people in your daily life, don't give them money or sympathy. Give him Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It will change his life. And, by the way, if you need a change or improvement in yours, read it yourself first. You have been listening to the Traditional Christian Message entitled November the 27th. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back with you later today. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.